true righteousness. Who are the righteous? Who are the wicked? In Christ's terminology, they could be very different to what we humanly perceive them to be. He contrasts them by laying out the differences in position, intention, and remuneration. Those who are truly righteous stand righteous before God. Their motives are to honor God, and their rewards are anticipated from God. The others demonstrate righteousness before men. Their motives are to impress people, and the reward comes from people. Position. Some portray their righteousness by seeking esteemed positions among the elite, crowds, family, church, society, etc. They often ensure personal comforts and seek popularity by doing and saying things that are trendy. Jesus warns that those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Matthew 23:12. The genuinely righteous portray their righteousness before God and often before unseen and unknown people. They go where God leads them, at times in remote areas. They often venture alone out of their comfort zone to serve others. Even if they do enjoy comforts and esteemed positions, they use them to honor God. They are humble. They are strategic in their approach with God's direction. The Israelites often won, not through strong positions, but strategic positions. God has placed us strategically to be of most impact in our specific position. Intention. Intention flips the balance. Seemingly similar actions become different before God when intentions or motives are different. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, "For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Paul asks in Galatians 1:10, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I was still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." While we need to be discerning of others, we need to be careful not to judge. 1 Corinthians 4:5. Remuneration. In the Bible, there are many examples of those seeking rewards. Diotrephes seeks applause, publicity, and control. 3 John 1:9. Gehazi, Elisha's servant, seeks popularity, identity, and wealth. 2 Kings 5:26 and 27. In Galatians 6:9, Paul says, "Let us not be weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." How can we assess our true motives? When all the ways of man are clean in his own sight, but the Lord weighs the motives. Proverbs 16:2. What are some checks and balances we can place in our lives to stand righteous before God?